Boys, boys, I'm surprised.
I'm Kirkwood.
I'm Lee.
I'm Harris.
I'm Wallington.
Well, how do you do?
And this is the Jack Kirkwood Show.
Hey, you!
Are you listening?
Clothes crazy? Well, here's a man who goes about in the craziest clothes. Jack Kirkwood.
Nothing but hard cap for a margin. Thank you, Wallington. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry I keep yawning, but I didn't get my sleep last night. For the first hour, I was kept awake by a little drip in the bathroom. I finally yelled, "Get out of there, you dope," and he did. Then I dozed off for a minute and I had the darndest dream. I thought I was a pincushion in a room full of bubble dancers. Things were sure popping. Just as they got really interesting, my wife came to bed. You know, I don't mind when she counts lamb chops instead of sheep, but when she drops the bones on the floor, that's too much. She used to talk something terrible in her sleep. It annoyed me so much, I sent her to a doctor down the street. Now she drives me crazy. She just lies there and grins. It was daylight when I dozed off. The next thing I remember, my wife was yelling at me to get up. She said, "For heaven's sake, Jack, you've got the bedspread all over you." Sure enough, I did. Slats, bed springs, and all. Oh, what a night. Well, I'd like to snap out of it and live up to our reputation this evening.
I'd like to live up in the country.
I'd like to live way up in a room with a view.
Ah, Lily and Lee, do you know that I have the room right next to you over the muscle-bound arms?
Wonderful place, isn't it? I love those expensive hotels.
Yeah, I guess we're both on the gravy train. Messy, isn't it?
Don't you like gravy?
Oh, I can take it on the chin.
Seriously, Jack, my business is looking up.
It is?
Yes, I'm an airplane spotter.
Very good, Dad. I wish I'd said it, but I can't seem to get my brain out of low gear.
Low gear?
Low gear? How's Mrs. Gear?
Still having trouble with her little transmission.
Do you mind if I lie down in your victory garden? I want to rest in peace.
Well, I certainly do mind. I'm taking those vegetables over to Wallington's for dinner. And why don't you bring your wife and join me, Jack? We'll kill the fatted cat.
Sir, you're speaking of the woman I love. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here's our servicemen special. Pretty little Jeannie McKeon, whom we are fortunate to have with us, as she only gave up the concert stage on the advice of her physician, who looked squarely in her eye and said, "I will not be responsible for you unless you give up concerts and start eating." Jeannie now gives her well-fed version of If I Loved You.
I love you, time and again I would try to say, all I'd want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in any easy way,
Kitty, that was swell. I'd like to say that's the best you've ever sung. I'd like to say it, and I will. That's the best you've ever sung. And just for that, I'll escort you over to the Madhouse Little Theater.
Today, the Madhouse comedy, drama, and gin rummy players present another stirring chapter in the life of the eminent Dr. Kirkwood. As today's episode opens, the doctor and his ever-faithful nurse are in surgery, discussing two different methods of performing the delicate operation that lies before them. The nurse speaks.
Shh. Listen.
Doctor, I'm sure I'm right about this.
Well, I think you're wrong, but I'll try it your way just this once. Sponge.
Sponge.
Scalpel.
Scalpel. Careful, doctor. This is the most crucial point in the operation.
I know. That's the disadvantage of your method. One slip and it's all over. Ah. There. I still think it's easier to open a champagne bottle with a corkscrew. Come in.
Hey, Doc, I got awful pains. I got acute appendicitis.
Oh, come. No bragging.
You're nuts. I'm getting out of here.
Oh, no, you don't. Nurse, bolt the door. Come now, little chum, let's get started.
No. You'll have to catch me first.
I wish you wouldn't make me chase you around the room. This floor's slippery. With all these windows, you might fall through one.
No, I won't.
I tell you, you don't know this place. Those windows go all the way to the floor. You're going to slip and fall through one of them.
I am not.
Yes.
I can...
Give it now. I'm glad.
Why did you chase him, doctor? You have too much business already.
I know, but I like to get all the practice I can. I'm going to do a big thing for the medical profession.
Oh? When are you quitting?
Day after tomorrow. I resent that. Always belittling me. Every time I fish for a compliment, I don't even get my worm back.
Oh, by the way, doctor, I gave that patient in 302 the new medicine you invented.
Ah, yes, my new preparation, Dunitz.
Yeah, that's it. But where did you ever get a name like that?
You won't tell?
No.
It's stinkweed, spelled backwards. How did it work on the patient? Did it straighten him out?
I'll say. He's stiff as a poker.
Well, I'm sure my newest medicine will work. It's terrific. There's just one little thing about it I don't know yet.
Oh, dear. What is it this time?
A brand new vitamin pill containing 1 million units of vitamin B1, 2 million units of vitamin B29.
I never heard of vitamin B29. What does it do?
That's the one little thing I don't know yet. But it makes the pills awful pretty. Pardon me. Hello, Kirkwood Clinic. Anyone who's rich as Croesus, we just love to take to pieces.
Our doctor, this is Mrs. Tessie Trubacher.
Hello, Tess.
How is my grandson getting along?
Oh, you mean the little fellow with a high fever?
That's right. The fever of 150.
Oh, he's wonderful. I'm keeping him down in the cellar. He makes the peachiest furnace.
In the cellar?
Yeah.
You send him home right away.
Oh, all right. Darn it, he's the most useful patient I ever had. Always getting awfully clever at catching rats, too. Besides, I want to try out my new vitamin B29 on him. Come in. How do you do?
Hello, doctor.
Did you say something?
I said, hello.
Oh, I'm glad.
I said,
no, I heard you the first time. I didn't believe it. Say, I don't like your looks.
Well, I didn't come here to be admired. I want an examination.
Oh, a smarty pants, eh? Well, stick out your tongue. Farther. Farther. Let me help you. I'll pull. Okay, nurse, roll it up and put it back in his mouth. Looks like a Venetian blind anyway. And give him the anesthetic, nurse. Oh, my. Good, he's dead to the world. Let's see now. First, I'll cut right here and take out his appendix. That ought to be easy. Here it is.
Doctor, that's not his appendix.
Egad, it isn't to that. But that's where the appendix always has been. What do you know? I got him wrong side up. Well, no use turning him over now. I'll just do it the hard way. Roman in the gloaming, through his back I'll gently glide. Roman through the abdomen with my nursie by my side.
Goodness, doctor, I just remembered. You have a girdle fitting in 5 minutes.
Oh, so I have. Well, I'll just throw him back together in a hurry. Let's see now. This piece goes here. This thing fits in here. Or is it there? Gone. This is worse than a jigsaw puzzle.
The patient doesn't look very good, doctor.
Oh, Pishtosh, he's all right. I'll just sew him up now. Doesn't take me long, you see. There you are. Well, little chum, wake up. I said, wake up. The operation's over.
Doctor, he isn't even stirring.
He better get up or I'll charge him overtime. Oh, wait, I know. I'll bring him to with one of my new vitamin pills. Here's one right here. Now, pry his mouth open, nurse.
Very well, doctor.
Oil, I think. Dark in there, isn't it? Well, I just drop in the pill.
Why, that pill's as big as a pool ball. How will you get it down his throat?
Easy. Hand me that plunger, nurse. Thank you. Now I just put the plunger over his mouth like this and push.
Oh, the pill's going down his throat.
Sure is.
With all those vitamins in it, it ought to do something.
Yeah, but I'm still puzzled about what that B-29 is for.
Where am I?
It's working. It's working.
Bring on Popeye. We're Superman. I dare him to knock a chip off my shoulder. Grrr.
Doctor, he's floating right up off the table.
He sure is.
Where's that noise coming from?
I don't know. Sounds like it's coming from inside his stomach.
Come back!
He's dead. He's starting to fly.
There he goes.
Yeah, well, at last I found out what vitamin B-29 does anyway. You know? Next man, playoff number 4, played by Miller and the Mickeys.
Barge in now, Beetle Bottom.
Not at all, Fagles. I do so.
Sorry, but I don't, sir.
Not even Wild Oats.
Oh, you've got me, and I'll thank you to let me go.
Very well, I will.
Thank you. You are Curtis.
No, I am Kirkwood.
Well,
how do you do? Do you mind if I stick my hand in this bucket of scarlet paint? I feel like having my palm red.
Not at all. I used to be as silly as you, but you'll notice I use the past tense.
The past what?
Tense.
Tense, yes, I'd love to.
That closes up another clam baked for you by the Madhouse Little Players, Singers, and Stagehands. The Kirkwood crew will be back to ball things up again soon, and, oh, yes, this is the Armed Forces Radio Service.